Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Experience. It's a blessing that we can gather together today and pray. We can hear the Word of God. We can agree with Him. We can pray His Word, and we can see it come to pass in our life. We want you to share this video, and you can subscribe to the Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And if you are live, you can connect by leaving your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your comments. And there's also a prayer experience hotline on the screen that you can use, and there is someone there to pray with you. You know, I just noticed the sun is shining behind me. And we need to remember that the S-O-N is shining. No matter how dark it looks, the sun is shining. And I just saw that, noticed it. Thanksgiving. We want to enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And the scripture that came to my mind is Psalm 107, 1 through 2. And it's familiar, but, you know, it's good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, I just couldn't stop with give thanks to the Lord, for He's good and His mercy endures forever. But it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Because we are redeemed, we can say that we are redeemed, and we should say that we are redeemed. So we're going to take this prayer time today, and we are going to say what God says about us. We are redeemed, and the Bible says we need to say that we are redeemed. We are healed, so we need to say that we are healed. We have been delivered, so that needs to be what is coming out of our mouth, and we can do that today during this time of prayer. Father, we come to You in Jesus' name. We give You thanks, Lord, because You are good. You're good all the time. You never change. You are consistent. You are faithful. And Father, we just thank You for all Your blessings. We thank You for this time of prayer. Lord, we ask that You use it to do Your will, that during this time that we're together, that Your kingdom is coming in this earth as it is in heaven. As we voice Your word, as we declare, Father, what Your word says, and as we do that, Lord, we know that it makes a difference in this earth. It makes a difference in our lives and in our families' lives. So, Father, thank You for the opportunity that we can gather together and hear Your voice and agree with You and see things change, circumstances change, and that they become Your word and Your will in this earth as it is in heaven. We give You thanks today that Jesus is Lord. Thank You for loving us today. In Jesus' name, amen. And we want to go to the inspired word. And again, it is very familiar scriptures, but this is what I heard as I was asking God to show me what He wanted me to use today. And it's found in 1 John 5:14 through 15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. So let's go back to 14. It says that we have confidence that when we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So when we pray the will of God today, we can be confident to know that He hears us. God hears His will. When we pray His will, He hears us. And so we can be confident today as we come together and pray. You know, hoping, it's not wishing. Wishing is different than hoping. Wishing, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, I wish He would get better. I wish things would change. Hope is not wishing. Hope is a earnest expectation of good. It's a desire. It's a God desire. It is vision. It is expectation. So when we pray the will of God today, we can know it's His will. It's not something that we made up. It's nothing selfish that we're desiring, but it's the will of God. And we can be confident today that as we pray His will, we know that He hears us and that He will grant the petitions that we ask of him. So whatever it is that we are needing from God today, we can pray his will concerning that. And we know that he hears it, and he will give us what we ask for. So let's just think about that today. Let's just focus on that scripture today, the inspired word, just to know that when we pray, there's no doubt about it. The Bible says he will hear his word, and he will give you what his word says. So let's pray today that we know his word concerning situations in life, that we know his word, and that we begin to pray his word and to be confident. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you that you've given a good report. Your word is full of good reports. You have good reports concerning healing. You have good reports concerning finances, good reports concerning family needs, whatever it is, you have a good report. So Father, help us to clearly hear your word concerning areas of our life so that we can begin to pray your word and that we can be confident that it's more than wishing. It's hope. When you give us your word, faith comes. And we can believe your word. The more we hear it, the more we can believe it. So, Lord, give us ears to hear. Help us to hear your word and to know it and to begin to pray it and to be confident, to not doubt, to not worry, to not be anxious, but to be confident that you hear your word and that you grant your word to us. So, Father, that is our prayer, that we would be people that know your word. We pray your word. We are expecting your word to come to pass, and that we are people that are confident. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to pray for the church, and these verses go right along with the inspired word. And they are found in Isaiah 55, 10, and 11. A lot of times we focus on 11, but 10 is really, really good. It says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not hither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." I mean, that is pretty much saying what we just read for the inspired word. But it's saying here that just like when the water comes to the earth, it don't return back to heaven. It don't return back into the sky, but it comes down for a purpose. It waters the ground. It brings forth fruit. It brings forth food. The same way that the water produces that, God's word is the same. When we are praying God's word, we're returning that word to the Lord, and it's not going to return to us void. He's not going to stamp void on that and return it to us. He is going to accomplish what his word said. So again, as believers, we really need to know what God's word says about our circumstance. You know, if you are feeling stress, you know, you can Google Bible scriptures for stress, and it will show you where verses are in the Bible concerning stress or healing. If you're not familiar with scriptures concerning healing, Google healing scriptures, and it will show you. And as you feed on that and you find out what God's word says about that, then you can pray those verses, and the Bible says his word will not return to him void. It will accomplish that which he pleases. It will accomplish the thing that he sent it to accomplish. So again, there is power in praying the word of God. You know, our prayers can be empty if we're just praying, you know, wishful prayers. But we can pray prayers of truth, and the Bible says he hears it. And we can be confident that he's going to give us what his word says. So let's make it our prayer today that we are going to know the truth and that we begin to pray the truth. And therefore, we can be confident in that. Father, I just pray right now for your church that we will know the scriptures, so that we will take time to think on the truth, and that we will read the truth and pray the truth and speak the truth, no matter what's going on around us, that we use our voice to speak truth, because our confidence is in the Word of God. We don't have confidence in anything else but your Word, and your Word is going to always produce life, because it is life. It contains life, and life is what's going to change things around us. So, Father, help us to come to that place where we just realize anything else is empty. Our words don't work. Definitely the voice of the enemy, it will not work. It'll work against us is what that does. But, Father, help us to get to the place where we just go to your Word and we use your Word. It's enough. It's more than enough, and it will do what you said. And, Lord, we just thank you for helping us in that area to be doers of your Word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And in praying for the nations, I just said, Lord, what scripture would you give me? And this is what I heard. You know, when you read Psalm 107, it just describes, humanity. It just describes fallen man and the distresses that they have and the condition that they're in. But if you go on down further to verse 20, it gives you the answer. You know, we know the problem. We hear the problem all the time. We can see the problem all the time. But the answer is that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. And I noticed three words here: sent, healed, and delivered. Those are all past tense words. Those are words that have already been done. God sent his word. He sent his son. Jesus is the word of God. God sent Jesus. God healed humanity, and he delivered them from not just their destruction, but from their destructions. There are a lot of different things out there that can destroy people. People are caught up in many things, many traps. It's a huge web that people get into. And you know, when you think about a web, it's very, very strong, and it's very, very hard to get out of. But the answer has been provided through Jesus. So our prayer today for the nations is that they allow the one that has been sent for them to be their healer and to be their deliverer from their destructions. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for all humanity. We know, Lord, that the answer has already been given. Jesus was sent. He is our healer and he is our deliverer. So we pray today that the nations will see Jesus for who he is, not for who man has said that he is, but for who he truly is. Father, we pray that all over the globe today that you reveal Jesus, just like when Paul was on the road to destruction. Father, you showed up in his life, and we pray today in Jesus' name that you show up in people's lives, Lord, that you shine that bright light to them, Father, that would blind them to the lies of the enemy and that would open their eyes to truth. Today, Father, we thank you for loving the world and giving Jesus. Show them that he has healed them and he has delivered them from their destruction. Show them who he is so that they can be drawn to him. Lord, you said that when we draw near to you, you draw near to us. So, Father, help them to realize their healing and their deliverance comes from Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. And we want to pray healing prayers. And I love this scripture so much. It says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. You know what? As believers in Jesus, we know that his spirit dwells in us. And it's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's dwelling in us. That same spirit is dwelling in us. And the Bible says here that he shall quicken, and that word means makes alive, your mortal body. So if you are feeling anything in your mortal body other than life, then we need to agree with the Lord here and make this our prayer. Father, thank you that your spirit is dwelling in me. It's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and you said that it would quicken my mortal body. So especially as believers, we have this promise that the spirit of God that's in us is quickening our mortal body. So let's pray. Father, we agree with your word. We thank you that it's true. It's true whether we agree with it or not, but Lord, we choose to agree with it. And you said that your spirit is inside of us and that your spirit would quicken our mortal bodies. So Father, amen to that. Father, we want to experience that through the fullness, because we know that Jesus was made sick so that we could be healed. So I just speak life to your people today. I just speak that quickening life right now into their mortal body. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus finished the work on the cross. Our healing has been accomplished. It has been finished. So our part is to do not be afraid, but to only believe. We choose to believe your word today, and we thank you. And Lord, help us to pray your word. Help us to just say, Lord, thank you that your spirit is in me. Thank you that it is quickening my mortal body. My mortal body is being quickened by your spirit inside of me. And we thank you that your word works. And as we pray that prayer for healing, we know that it's not going to return to you void, but it is going to accomplish healing in our body. So we just tell the symptoms to go in Jesus' name. They have no right to be here. Symptoms were put on Jesus. And we thank you that we can live symptom-free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't it make you feel better to pray? You know, I think the enemy has us so busy that we don't have time to pray, because when we pray, it's powerful. And he doesn't like it when we pray. But thank God that every day there is an opportunity to pray on the prayer experience. And we just want to thank God that his word is good news to us and that it works. And we want to thank you for praying with us today. And we want to invite you to be back with us tomorrow at 1 p.m. UK time. That's 7 a.m. Here I am in the United States. And let's just be expecting in Jesus' name.